I'm very grateful to Father Ben for the invitation to be here with you this weekend to talk to the people of St. Ambrose. I have deep roots here at this parish and this school. My mom's been teaching here for over 20 years. My dad's been teaching here recently. So Mr. and Mrs. Dolce are here at the school, and it's great to be with you at this great parish. I love the season of Advent. And I especially love Advent because I love the way we as church celebrate this wonderful season. While the world and while society is out busy scurrying around, getting things ready for Christmas, having crazy, ridiculous sales and decorating everywhere, we in the church make a statement. And that statement is that sometimes good things are worth waiting for. You know, here in the church, we don't have Christmas trees up. We don't have manger scenes up yet. We don't have wreaths of Christmas colors. Because we're waiting. We're making a statement saying, look, good things are worth waiting for. And what's really important is during this Advent season, we're making the statement that we're getting ready. We're getting ready on the inside. We're not busy scurrying around making sure everything looks great and that all the cooking and baking is done and all the shopping is done. We're making the statement that we're preparing our hearts and our minds because that's what's important. Our Lord Jesus says today in the gospel, be watchful, be alert, don't get caught sleeping, because we don't want the Lord to come back and us not be ready. You see, Advent is a time for us to remember two comings. The first coming is the coming of our Lord Jesus when he takes human form, joins us on Christmas, comes into our lives and in our world. But the second coming that we remember is his second coming. Is the second coming of our Lord when he will come back and he will judge everyone. And what this reminds us is that we need to make sure that we're ready. We need to make sure that our hearts, that our minds, and that our souls are in the right place so that we can be ready for our Lord's coming. I think that as Catholics, we do an awesome job preparing for Easter. I think we do a wonderful job of celebrating Lent, but I think we stink at celebrating Advent. And the reason I think we stink at celebrating Advent is because we get caught up in the culture and the moment and back in all the sales and all the baking and the prepping and the party planning that we don't take time to prepare our hearts. So here's a homework assignment I have for you. I want you to treat this Advent like you normally treat Lent. I want you to give up something during Advent. I want you to fast. I want you to do something different during this Advent season. Because our church gives us this Advent season as a time to prepare, a time of penance. And that's why we wear purple during Advent, just like we wear purple during Lent. Because we are saying to the Lord, Lord, I want to grow in holiness, and I want to change, and I want to be different. Now, for some of you, this might be really challenging. It might be really hard to say, what am I going to do for Advent? I'm so busy. I've got so much Christmas planning to do. But for others of you, it might be easy. It might be something that you do already during the Advent season. So I'd ask you, if you've never ever done an Advent promise before, I'd ask you to start now. Think of something you can do so that your heart is ready. Think of something that you can do so that you don't get caught sleeping. So that you can prepare your heart and your mind and your soul for our Lord's coming. It could be anything. It could be an extra rosary. It could be a day during the week where you go to daily mass. It could be a day where you volunteer to help the poor, to give alms in a special way. It could be something that you fast, that you give up during the Advent season. But something, something that you do to say, this is different. I'm not going to succumb to the pressure of the culture. I'm going to use this Advent season to get my heart in the right place so that I can truly be ready for the coming of our Lord. It's also important to remember that this week and this Sunday, we start the beginning of the year of consecrated life. Father Ben mentioned this at the beginning, the Mass today. But the year of consecrated life is a time that we set aside where we remember the men and women who have given their lives to serve the Lord. The men and women who have taken those solemn promises, those solemn vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. And during this year of consecrated life that has been declared by Pope Francis, we're going to pray. We're going to pray for the men and women who have laid down their lives to serve the Lord, who are priests and brothers and sisters and nuns, who are lay consecrated people, who say to the Lord, I choose you. And so during this year of consecrated life, we're going to hear a lot about what consecrated life is, about how it's a sign for us of the kingdom, and how we are to encourage and pray for vocations to the consecrated life. The theme of the consecrated life in the year, it's very appropriate for the readings, because the theme is wake up the world, which is exactly what Jesus told us in the gospel today. He says it's time to wake up. It's time to alert our hearts to the presence of our Lord. And so in a special way, during the year of consecrated life, we remember. We remember those men and women who have laid down their lives in service of the Lord. And their waking up the world is a sign to us that heaven is real and that the goodness of God is true. Men and women would not be willing to lay down their lives to follow God if they didn't believe in the truths of our faith and if they didn't believe in the promise of everlasting life. And that's what their witness is to us. That's what the consecrated life means to us. That men and women are saying, look, we love God, and we want you to be able to draw closer to Him, just like we have. And so we pray for those men and women who've courageously given their lives to serve God. And we also remember during this year the education about how we can learn more about consecrated life and what it means. And finally, what we can learn about this year of consecrated life is why I'm here. I am the director of vocations for the Archdiocese. That means that I'm the only priest in the whole Archdiocese that goes around to parishes and to schools and to youth groups and to young adults and encourages people to think about a vocation to the priesthood or consecrated life. And so I'm here this week because I need your help. And this is how you can help. First of all, if you are a young person, if you're an unmarried man or woman, and you're thinking about what can I do with my life that can make a difference, I'd encourage you to please consider giving your life in service to God as a priest or in the consecrated life. If you are wondering, what am I going to do to serve God? How am I going to live my life? Please, my friends, think and consider about how God might be calling you to be a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun, because it is an awesome way that we can spend our lives. You can also help me because if you are a parent or a grandparent or a godparent, aunt or uncle, you can encourage the young people that you know in your lives that you think would be good priests, brothers, sisters, or nuns, and encourage them to be open to the possibility of serving God. I need your help because like I said, I'm the only priest that's this full-time job is to do that. And I need your help and I need your voice to identify young people that you know that you think would be awesome priests or nuns, and tell that to them. If you see young people in your life, in your family that are really holy, are really good at praying, are very reverent, are really kind to people, or any of those other traits that you recognize and that you admire in priests and nuns, please tell those young people, I think you would be awesome if God is calling you to be a priest or the consecrated life. I've been a priest now for 5.5 years, and I love what I get to do every day. I can't wait to get up in the morning and make a difference in the world, and can't wait to get up in the morning and help people and bring Jesus to people. And I can't think of anything that I could do with my life that would be more exciting, more fun, more fulfilling than being a priest of Jesus Christ. It is an awesome ministry. It's an awesome call. It's an awesome, awesome way that I get to spend my lives. And that's the word that we need to get out among the young people, among our families, among the students, the young people of this parish, that priesthood, consecrated life is awesome. And it's a great way to wake up the world, to share the Spirit of God's love has been placed in our hearts to share that message with the world. So I thank you for your encouragement of the young people. I thank you for inviting young people to think about being a priest or consecrated life, because it's a great call. It's a great, wonderful way that we can serve the church. And together we can promote vocations. Together we can wake up the world by making a statement to all the world that God is real. And His love is in our hearts, and that we can grow in holiness and grow together in His love. So I thank you for your encouragement. I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for your support when it comes to vocations, to the priesthood and religious life. Because together we can help make a difference. We can wake up the world. We can share the message of God's love with all of His children. So as we continue today in prayer and gratitude, we thank our God for calling us to be His sons and daughters, We thank Him for calling us to be His children. We ask Him that in a special way during this Advent season, we draw closer to Him. That we take this Advent opportunity to think and pray about how we can grow in holiness. How we can do something a little different in this Advent season to draw closer to our Lord so that we're not caught sleeping when He comes again. And may the Lord's love continue to bless us. May He encourage those young people who are thinking about a call to serve Him. And we pray that we may be instruments and voices of truth and love to the world, so that together we can wake up the world and bring the good news to all people.